Hello, 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 everybody. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Women of Vision show, where we are trying to foster a culture of collaboration over competition and just support of your local lady gang.
That's
lady
right.
Girls. And then local businesses, you know? So I am your host, Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Yes, the lovely Maurice. It's nice I get to see you every Tuesday.
Same here.
It's an excuse to have to get together, which I like.
Me too.
Because we're both busy, so. Anyways, yeah. We are sitting down. Welcome to the show, everybody. I hope you're having a great Tuesday so far. We get to sit down and have a visit slash chat with Jesse Baldwin.
Woohoo!
Yeah, round two.
Yes, round two.
I was going to say, I don't know if anyone remembers. It wasn't that...
It wasn't that long ago.
I was going to say, actually, I'm a bad judge of time frame, so maybe I shouldn't say it wasn't that long
ago. Before COVID. I feel like
definitely.
Predate COVID is like, doesn't...
There was a life before COVID?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like it's all we know now. But yes, I'm very excited. Welcome back to the studio. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Yeah, this is the sequel. Sequels are usually better than the first, right?
Yes. Most of them.
Tongue in cheek. All right, this one will be.
I was going to say, this one will be for sure.
This one will be.
At least it's not a movie. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of sequels most of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except when, you know, in this case.
Well, yeah, this is
totally
different.
A lot has happened, and we'd love to visit with you and find out what you've been up to.
Well, right. We're going to get real on a different level.
Yeah. It's always so fun having you here. Just always learn something new being around you.
Thank you.
You do have fun energy. You're an easy girl to be around, Jesse.
Yeah.
Tell you what.
Yes.
So, anyways, last time we were all here gathering, we talked a bit about, obviously, what it is you do. Thank you again for being a sponsor of the show.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know if you guys recall, but Jesse is a sponsor, and you can change with Jesse.
We say that every Tuesday.
I appreciate it.
No, we appreciate you. And, I've got so many questions already. I almost just started. I was going to totally skip over everything. But so tonight is going to be a little bit different. Still talk, obviously, about who you are, what you do. But we wanted to focus a little bit more around personal development and a little bit about how to adapt to change. It's a good topic. That happens. Everything is changing nonstop, I feel like,
almost
lately.
Every day.
There's something new. We're all about to start school with the kids. That's going to be a new adventure.
Yes, it's a relevant topic for sure.
It is, in many ways, and not just in that form. I mean, change is something that I feel like a lot of people, we all deal with on a regular basis, but a lot of people are very fearful of change. They don't want to change. They don't change because it's very uncomfortable. So I think it's definitely going to be a good topic, and you're a great lady to discuss it all with.
Thank you.
And personal development, too, because I feel like you're nonstop.
That's what I love. It's what I strive for.
Yeah. How do you find time for everything in your life?
Schedule. Calendar.
Do you really, like, write it out every day?
I absolutely do. Yeah. I have a time block. What about you, Maurice?
I mean, yeah, Jesse, you have kids, husband. I mean, how do you do it?
Time block. Calendar. Google Calendar.
I was going to say, like, maybe I need to be better about that.
There's freedom in a calendar, just like there's freedom in a financial budget.
Yeah. See, you're so funny. Yeah. I love having these different views because even though I do use a calendar for certain things and all of that, I'm also the one that's like, I don't want to write it down because then it has to be accomplished. If I just let it float in my head, then it's like, you know, I can get to it if I want. So maybe I would thrive with a calendar.
Yes,
schedule.
You do have a schedule. You have a planner, don't you?
No.
What happened to your planner?
I have notebooks that I write in, but this I use more of those for like writing my feelings or my thoughts or you know what I mean, things like of that nature. I'm not like a checklist girl.
I am.
I don't know why. I
feels very accomplished to check out. I mean, this radio interview, it's on my calendar.
Yes.
If it wasn't, I might forget.
And we'd be sitting here having a very,
very different conversation.
About?
You talk about rambling. Me and how I didn't show.
And by the way, she said she just came from where today?
I was in Medford today.
Oh, my
gosh. My friend from the airport.
Medford, back here.
Like the last 30 minutes?
Yeah,
you've been in Reading?
Yeah.
She does a lot, people. I'd be like, yeah, I'm kind of tired. You guys got a fill-in? anybody else.
Oh, my
God.
But
you have a lot of changes coming up, too.
Absolutely.
So that's going to definitely tie into, I'm curious how you're going to continue your personal growth also when we get to all of that. So what? Tell us, what is new with you since the last show? We'll let you tell us.
Well, not much is new. I homeschooled like most of American mothers. We all homeschooled. And
I don't mean to interrupt, but were your kids homeschooled prior to having to be? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nope. So that was new. That was extremely stressful. Periods of crying from either me or them.
Or both sometimes. Like,
I got smart, hired a teenager, one of my nieces, to come in and help me. That was genius. I didn't figure it out for a couple months, but, you know, went through all of that, and it looks like that's what we're doing again. We're also moving to the great state of Washington, which I didn't see happening. I've been in Reading my entire life. It's all I've known. And so, yes, lots and lots of changes, but good, positive changes.
Yeah. Washington. And you literally haven't lived anywhere else.
No, I did. I a year in San Francisco just for an experience.
Okay, so this
and an experience
be,
it was.
This is going to be a big change.
It is, but I've got lots of friends up there already because I've worked up in Washington for so many years. So it feels like home already.
Your second home.
Mm-hmm, second home.
You're lucky, because I was going to say that would be that is scary to move to a place where you don't have any kind of support system, especially if you're by yourself. But I can imagine it adds a whole other level of, you know, perhaps anxiety having your children too, because then, you know, there you're going to have to deal with their emotions and adjustments to a new place, new school, new friends, new everything. So at least you guys are a little bit familiar with the area and have a bit of a support system up there. That's a good thing.
Yep. It's all in how you posture it to the children. Make it exciting. Make it fun. And they'll be excited about it. And they are excited about it. They have friends there. They've already planned their first sleepover.
Oh, wow.
They already got an invitation to a birthday party. So they're like...
Oh, so yeah,
their social life is better than mine.
This is like a vacation turning into a permanent situation.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
It is.
And you're right. It is how you posture it, I suppose. And you just can't let them see you sweat.
Oh, they've seen me sweat.
Well,
and your work, like, you can take it anywhere, right?
Yes, I do my work from anywhere on the road. When I'm driving that U-Haul, I'll probably be doing my work. So I feel very blessed and fortunate in that way that I can take this anywhere. Nothing changes. As far as work goes, it has pretty much exploded because of COVID, which is great for me. Lots more people are really uber focused on their health right now because of what's happening. And so it's been great.
Well, they have a lot of time to sit and think about it and, like, figure out what is missing in their lives, the changes they do need to make that maybe they haven't had time to do before.
Absolutely.
It's all very much zeroed in. Right now.
Time to reevaluate what's really important in your life.
Absolutely. That's, well, we were talking to Norma about that too when she was on not too long ago, about, you know, life insurance and the little things that you maybe don't kind of let them go by the wayside. And then here we are.
Well, it becomes a priority, just like health. Like, they want to boost their immune system because this thing is around.
So anyways, well, we will get a little bit more information about how you're going to transition all of that when we come back from our first break. We definitely want to mention our amazing sponsors who have continued to support us so that we can spread our message and talk to all of you fabulous ladies on our show.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Shout out to Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in her finances. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield, she offers affordable access to top attorneys of the state, as well as identity theft, bargains, books, and more, located at 836 Butte Street, open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. Everbloom Skincare, located at 660A Azalea Avenue, results-driven facials, natural acne clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare, and to Deborah Mitchell's with Oils for Young and Healthy Living.
Thank you guys so much for supporting our show. And we will be back here shortly after the break on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are just sitting down this evening having a little chat with our good friend, Jesse Baldwin. Just talking a little bit, well, we haven't gotten into the meat of it yet, but we're definitely going to discuss tonight personal growth and development and then also, you know, dealing with the adversity of change.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about how you're going to be moving to Washington. So that's actually a great segue into how are you dealing with the change?
Ooh, I got to tell you, it was an unexpected move. So my family was not planning on it.
Which makes it that much more.
Yeah.
I feel like even when you are prepared, there's still that element of like anxiety and you know what I mean? The unknown, but especially if it's something that's just kind of like fallen on your lap.
Oh, yeah, 5 weeks ago, and my husband's like, all right, we're going to Washington. And I'm like, oh, okay. A great deal of anxiety. I'm not going to lie. Lots of anxiety. Lots of times just kind of sit in my room. We didn't tell the kids at first because we were trying to come to grips with it.
Right, process it yourselves.
Yeah, how do you break the news to the kids? You know, we can't take the dog. You know, it's like, it was traumatic.
Mm.
It was hard. It was really, really hard. And so I had times when I would just, like, shut down, cry, freak out, be fine for an hour, freak out again, be fine for a couple hours, freak out again. And that went on for a couple weeks. I mean, honestly, it did. You just have to move through it. A major upset and change like that, and our home is being sold, which is one of the reasons why we have to move. It's just, I feel like the only thing you can do is move through it. You can't stuff it. You have to process it. You have to talk about it. I have lots of supportive people in my life who I talk to about it. You know, this isn't fair. This isn't what we expected. What's going to happen with the kids? What's going to happen with the dog? What's going to happen with my husband's job? What's, you know, there's a lot of questions, and all you can do is move through it. I feel like the door was just opened and we got kicked through it, and we're going to make the best of it. And a lot of it has to do with, what is your outlook? What do you want it to look like? And so although it created a lot of anxiety in me, at the same time, it created a lot of excitement, because it's like a fresh, clean slate. You get to go to a new place, meet new people. Nothing changes with my job as a health coach. It's all over the phone and Zoom anyway. So we had that stability, which is good. But I thought about, well, what do I want to create? What kind of church do I want to put my kids in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd really like to find something with an Awana's program. So you just start thinking about things that you can be excited about, researching different areas to live in. What are the schools like? You know, what are the parks like? What are the people like? Start joining Facebook groups of the communities that you want to be in. Start friending people and building relationships. That's what lights my fire. That's what brought me out of the anxiety, was being able to at least see what the future could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get excited, because then you get to create it. So I did have moments of anxiety, and I still do, although they're much shorter. I have momentary freakouts, and then I kind of pull myself together. And but that's what I did. I just moved through it, decided to create a new future for us, to embrace the possibilities and to take a positive outlook on it.
You have to. Like you said, you kind of have to change and shift your perspective on it, because it's happening whether you take the crappy attitude or if you want to create something new. And sometimes I feel like we get so stuck into our routine when you're somewhere or when you are comfortable, and there isn't the change that has to happen. Sometimes it's hard to get outside of your own box or see where you could improve areas of your life, or where you might actually be a lot happier if you were to tweak or change something that isn't in your norm.
Change is super uncomfortable. It just is. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, we're creatures of habit.
Absolutely.
Man. I mean,
there's a lack of control.
Right. And we like knowing what to expect, what's happening next. That whole idea is very comforting.
Absolutely. We'll stay in situations that are less than ideal, that we know are not good for us, just because we fear change.
Stayed in a relationship or two for too many times.
There you
go. Too long for the same reason. And then as soon as you're free of it, you're kind of like,
why didn't I do this yet? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's kind of...
So I'm waiting for that wow moment when I'm sitting in my new house, you know, in Washington, and the kids are playing and they're adjusted and we're breathing nice, clean air. And I'm just going to say, wow, this feels really good. This is a good, positive environment for us.
Mm-hmm.
And although I'm going to miss you guys.
I know.
I will come back. You know, I host health classes at Cross Point Community Church. So when we're able to, you know, be human and gather again together, I will come down and do those. I used to drive up to Washington and do the same thing. I've just flip-flopped.
Well, why don't you just start a chapter of Women of Vision in Washington?
That's already in the works.
I knew it.
Jesse's been wanting to do that forever.
Forever, I told Marie.
Anytime.
Yeah.
See, well, another positive change that's happening.
Yeah, there's one in Maple Valley starting, and then I'll start one too. And
I'm just like, Michaela, just do it now. Who cares?
Yep.
Just meet in Zoom.
Because
we do get women that are just, they want to connect now, even though we can't, like, physically be together. Although some, like, our Ashland tribe is still meeting, but they're doing, like, the 6 feet distance. They're meeting at park, and they're masking. But it's a small group, but they like it.
I've been to the Ashland meeting.
Oh, yeah, you
yeah,
have.
Yeah, it's great. I'll drive anywhere. I love community. Have you figured that out yet?
Like, no.
And that's part of personal development. That's part of personal development, is figuring out where do you most thrive and going after it and recognizing who in your life isn't good for you. setting up boundaries, and then finding people who are going to help you be the best version of yourself. That is personal development. That's a part of it. And that's something that I've really strived for. And when you have kids, it changes everything.
Do you think that that's part of how you've helped yourself embrace change, too?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to say, I mean, we can talk about it a lot, but I am curious about, like, how, what do you do to practice, you know, once you have your freak out, what brings you back down?
Oh, so many things. I have an app
we all
on
need
my
tips
phone.
And tricks.
Oh, yeah. I got lots of tips. I have an app on my phone called Calm, and I bought it, and it's beautiful. I mean, who doesn't want to hear Matthew McConaughey tell you a bedtime story?
Okay, is that who it is?
Mm-hmm. And but I'll okay. sit and I'll run through a 10-minute breathing exercise. Because when you have anxiety, you're taking shallow breaths and it's making it worse. You have to stop and consciously take deep breaths. You'll have almost immediate relief just doing that. The other thing is, hey, phone a friend. Really important. And you don't want to stuff it. You don't want to stuff it with food. You don't want to stuff it with Netflix. You need to let yourself process the emotion. You have to feel it.
Alcohol.
Or alcohol. It's uncomfortable, but when you feel it, it passes through. You have to process it. You can deny it all you want, but going through it and just feeling the pain, letting yourself cry, then you can move on to the other side.
Yeah.
I avoid pain at all costs. So this has been quite a new change for me and a practice for me, but.
It's true. You do have to, I mean, nobody talks about that either.
Not at all.
That you have
they
to.
They stuff it.
they do. Or they, now that I've like learned more about it and I've thought more about it and I've heard this several times too, like I really don't like the phrase fake it till you make it anymore.
Oh,
I don't like it either.
Me too.
Because that doesn't make any freaking sense.
Mm-mm. It doesn't help. It changes nothing. Think of it. When you were a kid, let me ask you both, if you fell or got hurt, how many of you, your mom said, hush, hush, you're fine? At least I don't do this.
Mm-mm.
I was conditioned to not feel. I was taught and conditioned, you know, I grew up in a religious setting and everyone's screaming in the car, you know, on the way to church. But the moment you get out, it's happy smiles, happy faces, happy fakeness. We were taught to stuff. We were taught to mask. We were taught to hide. And you can't thrive in that type of environment. All that gets pent up. Mm-hmm. All that comes out in other ways.
Dysfunctions in
relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, alcohol, overeating, mm-hmm. depression. It all does come out. You can't actually stuff or hide anything. So being conscious and aware. Yeah, being conscious and aware is the very first step. That's about, you can't change what you can't see. So each person needs to have their own personal awakening. They need to evaluate their life. Like, what is not working? Are you having relationships that are not working? You know, are you stuck in a job that you're not advancing in? Like, actually look at it and be willing to make a change. Mm-hmm. But you got to be aware.
Yeah, that's a huge one. I definitely want to get into, I don't want to start it just quite yet because we're about to hit our next commercial break here very shortly. And it's, you know, it is a topic that I want to take our time touching on because it is important. And like you said, that's actually a really great question. I've never really thought about, like, you know, did your parents make you, oh, shush, you're fine. And I don't feel like they did, you know what I mean? But I wasn't a dramatic kid, though, either. So I think it just varies for who you are and everything. But that makes me think,
mm-hmm.
you know? My mom was probably too much actually of a coddler. She probably would have been like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
That's more me.
Yeah, me too.
come get cuddles. Come
right?
get kisses.
Oh, yeah. My Lord. You're going to be okay. Do we got to cut it off? Anyways, we definitely want to mention some more of our sponsors who help make this show happen.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Once again, Michelle Lane Coaching. She is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women. Lit from Within, they're located at 2449 Athens Avenue. They do organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, hip-hop, fitness, so much more, you guys. They started prenatal yoga, too.
Yeah, they've got a little bit of everything. It's literally like a one-stop shop.
Yeah. Bev Gray with Zervita. It's a nutritious drink called Zeal. It gives you vibrancy and energy throughout the day. And to All Fired Up, 1796 Churn Creek Road, pottery painting, life casting, board art clay, prints, clay-infused glass workshops. Master Intuitive Life Coach Dana Grant, located in Chico, And to Sarah Clark, Relieves Trading, they are 100% USDA certified organic hemp grown at Whole Circle Farms in Oregon, USA. I think their signature product is Relieves Deep Freeze. It's pain relief spray, and it's only like $15. It's so good.
It is. It's an amazing price, and it's amazing.
So. Yes.
And it's natural.
I love it.
Anyways, we will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are touching on some really fun topics that I personally enjoy a lot, which is personal growth and development and awareness and adapting to change. And we're sitting down tonight with Jesse Baldwin, who is a certified
health coach.
Mm-hmm. And so this all kind of ties in anyways to, I feel like, what you do and what you help people with. But I'm definitely curious to know, like, when, if you can pinpoint a time frame or like an age or if it's more of a recent thing, but when did you decide that personal growth for yourself was a necessity? And I'm also curious what kind of questions that you were asking yourself to spark that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like you really do have to be introspective. There's a lot of people who go through their lives and their day to day. And maybe they do think about it for a second, like, oh, I kind of really like to change this about myself, but then they don't sit and ask any questions about why or figure out the deeper reason as to what is making them feel that way. So I'm kind of curious where your personal growth journey started and what you were asking yourself.
Great question. It started when I started actually health coaching. Health coaching with the company that I health coach with is all about personal development. And the first time I heard the words personal development, I seriously had no idea what that was. I thought that happened, like, you know, during puberty. I'm like, what the heck? Personal development. I had no clue what that even meant. I didn't have an idea. So as a certified health coach with my company and going to trainings and hearing about personal development and hearing from personal development speakers and being given books by my mentorship about personal development, I open it up and I start reading. It was like a whole new world. It was like mind-blowing. Like, I remember it dawning on me that you're not ever stuck anywhere. You can always change your thoughts, your ideas, the way you do things. I was kind of like, I grew up very religious and locked in, and I'm not talking about values. I'm talking about just the way things are done, the way you think about other people, the way you talk and have conversations within people in your group. And then you get around an entirely different set of people who are positive and uplifting, and it's very different than what you've known. You start to just kind of think, huh, I like what they do. I like how they talk. I like how they think. I like how they act. And I want to do that. And how do I do that? That's that self-awareness. So, for instance, if I have if you have someone in your family, and, you know, blink if this has ever happened to you, who causes drama.
the giggles gave ours away.
Believe it or not, you're a part of that drama and you don't have to be. So it's becoming awakened to, you know, what is actually happening, stepping back from it and looking at it. And personal development within relationships involves so many different things. And this is just kind of what I've learned as I've gone through reading all the books I've read. And that is, number one, what is your part in it? And being able to take responsibility. Take responsibility. What is your part in it? Because you do have a part.
That's a tough one for a lot of people.
Yeah, you have a part in it. You do. It takes two to tango. And being able to recognize that, realize that, and take responsibility is huge. Without taking responsibility. So awareness, take responsibility for your part in it. So once you become awakened, you've taken responsibility, then you can choose a different path. Then you start looking at things where you're not blaming people. Instead, you're looking at the facts. Okay, what happened? What went wrong? And what can I do differently next time? It's a totally different type of thought pattern that I didn't grow up with, but one that I'm teaching to my kids.
Right.
And that's personal development. It's becoming the best version of yourself. It's putting positivity out into the world. It's acting instead of reacting to situations.
I was going to say, that's hard sometimes.
It's
very hard.
I mean,
how do you take the emotionality out of that?
But you're not actually taking the emotion out of it. You're not. You're instead channeling your strengths and your emotions in a positive manner. For example, I have a particular quality of I am extremely competitive. And I know that. So a positive channel of competitiveness in Jesse means that I'm working really hard. I'm reaching lots of people. I'm setting goals for myself and I'm making them. Versus a negative, the flip coin to that competitiveness comes with feelings of jealousy. You know, flipping over the Monopoly game board. Sorry to my sister Jackie. I did that multiple times.
So do we play board games with you or no?
Well, now that I've had personal development, I breathe and I'm like, it's okay. It's just a freaking game, you know?
You're so like me.
But, you know, I didn't want to be that way anymore. I didn't want to be consumed in anger. No one has time for that. Your life can be what you want your life to be. And I feel like some people are not aware that they have way more control over it. You got to release. You got to let go.
God, that's something I'm working on really hard right now with Elijah, with my stepson. You know what I mean? Because it's like he is a lot like me. We're very emotional people. And we have a tendency to sometimes let our emotions overcome being maybe logical about some of it and pulling ourselves back a little bit. Not saying that you shouldn't be emotional and let those feelings out. But I'm trying to talk and have conversation with him about the fact that you are in control of these emotions, though, and how you let them come out in other forms. Like, feel the feels, but then you've got to, like, figure out how do you make a positive change or difference with it.
Absolutely.
It's hard.
It is very hard. It takes practice. I'm still practicing it.
I tell you, there'll still
be someone in my family who will do something, and I'll see it, and I will feel my heart, you know, race.
Yeah, it starts.
I will
that little,
feel my blood ooh. Pressure, and I'm like, okay, it's happening. This is just that automatic response. Breathe. It's okay. You're okay. No one. It's like you're conditioned to fight or flight. but with your emotions.
Yes.
And you can stop it. It's just a brain response. You can stop it. Taking a deep breath, drinking a glass of water, that all interrupts it.
Taking a pause.
Yeah, I coach this a lot with my clients.
Because, I was going to say, so give us some tips.
Yeah, don't reach for, just stop and take a breath. Get yourself out of that habit loop that you're in. You've had the trigger, and you're going into the way you've always responded. You just have to, it's a neural pathway. It's a conditioned response.
But it's so hard to break, too. Yes, but you can recondition.
You can recondition yourself if you want to and you have the tools and the skills and you know what to do. And that's part of what I coach, too, is just conditioning new responses, healthier responses. So, you know, when you have that family member who maybe posts something on social media, I mean, it's happened to me today.
You are not the first, girl. I hear these stories all the time.
You get a screenshot from someone else and you're just like, you know what? If you give energy to that, you're giving them power. You're giving your power away. I can choose. I'm not giving energy to that. Okay, yeah, that happened. I felt it. I was like, ooh, that stung. But you know what? That's their life. I've put up a boundary, and I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to live free, and I'm going to live to do what God created me to do. And I'm going to teach my kids to do the same. And this comes forth in parenting. You'll have, case in point, last night I put my son Nicholas to bed, and he got out of bed with his little Nerf gun, and he was scouting out one of his sisters, right? So he sees Katie around the corner in the hallway, and he goes to shoot her. She turned around at that moment, and he got her in the eye. So she starts crying, you know, runs to my husband. My husband is like instant, immediate response. He starts, you know, yelling, and Nicholas is like, ah! And my response isn't that. My response is, okay, let's sit down and what are the facts? Number one, you disobeyed. You got out of bed. Mm-hmm. Number two, we don't shoot people. and just that this is what happened because of this decision that you made. And he, of course, felt bad. I didn't even have to.
Right.
But tracing it back, like, these are the facts. This is what happened. And next time you can make a different choice. Like when I put him to bed tonight, I'm going to remind him. Stay in bed. Rules are there to keep you safe and to keep Katie's eyes intact, apparently. So, you know, I prefer this non-reactive parenting and really talking it through with them and teaching them how to trace back their own actions and take responsibility for the actions without any personal attacks, without any you were bad or anything like that. So, I feel like I've got amazing kids. Everyone who meets them says they're amazing. And I believe that comes out of so much work and personal development. Books that I've read. I love the books that I've read. My favorite author is Jim Dethmer, The 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership. Awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's the Conscious Leadership Group. Look him up on YouTube. He is fantastic. He talks about the drama triangle versus the empowerment triangle. And I think we talked about that a little bit on the last interview with me.
Did we?
I think we did.
I don't know, because I feel like this would be something I would have been like,
drama triangle.
Put this in the old noggin and set it aside, Haley, just because
there are
so many situations where it is, or like you said, maybe you are not the direct person who is creating the drama triangle, but you're a part of it somehow.
Oh, you can get in it, but you can take yourself right out of it.
Absolutely.
That's called being above the line. That's it's just being really intentional. Intentional in how you're feeling, how you're reacting, and what you're going to do about it.
Yeah.
There's way too much reactivity in this world.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think it causes a lot of
it goes back to what you were saying about being aware. Most of us we're operating on, you know, non-awareness, and so we react. But if we're truly aware, then we tend not to react.
Yeah, so like you said, it is huge having the choice to let it affect you and have a reaction to a situation or to stop and not give it power.
Yes, and that stop is literally just taking a deep breath. The people listening, if you can just practice that one thing, stop and make yourself take a deep breath and see what happens. You've interrupted that trigger.
Make the whole difference, that's for sure.
Something simple like that, and it's free. Air is free, last time I checked.
She loves the freebies.
They'll bottle it one day. Mark my word, the bottled water, they're going to bottle air.
There's a movie about that, right? Wasn't it The Lorax or something?
Yeah.
Anyways, we have a few more sponsors to mention before we hit our last commercial break. Can't even believe that.
Crazy.
Fast.
Yes. Shout out to our girl, Sarah Marie Spectrum. She couldn't make it here tonight, but she helps find the magic in you through her creativity in photography and videography. Max Malari with World Financial Group, life and health insurance agent. Ali Veers with Bohem Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And, of course, Jessie Baldwin, certified health coach.
Woo-woo.
Give her a call, you guys. Like she said, she can do her work anywhere in the nation. Just give her a call, 530-355-5929, and change with Jessie.
Thank you for being a sponsor. Thanks to all of our amazing sponsors. We will be back here shortly on KCNR. This is the Women of Vision show.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandetti.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. Man, you are fun. I'm sad you're
Thank
moving.
You. I am too. I'll come back.
I know. I know you will, and we'll have good times.
We'll make it a trilogy.
Well, just go to Washington and visit her, okay, you guys?
Hey, that's not a bad idea either.
Not at
I love
all.
Washington.
It's and beautiful.
It is a beautiful state, so.
I am going to go there when we open up Women of Vision.
Road trip?
There. Yep.
I'll go with you.
We might fly. I think flying is better. Be cheaper too, girl.
That's true.
It's just you and me.
That is very true. We just can't do it in October, okay?
No.
Or like shortly thereafter.
We can't.
The peanut will be here.
Yes.
Anyways.
Oh, we can bring him. Yeah, he's still free.
He's free. He's always too.
Yeah.
I know. He's going to be a travel baby. I'm going to be one of those parents that people are like, why are you taking your
travel
infant
as much
everywhere?
As you can
so
before
he
can
get
he's
used
two.
To
get him
to
used
it.
To it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they're not those children running up and down the aisles that you can't control.
What are you talking about? Whose children are those?
Not mine.
I don't know the people that own those children. That's the problem, because I'd be like, we've got to have a talk. You need to control your kids. Anyways, we are sitting down with Jessie Baldwin. Obviously, we're not having any fun. But we were just talking a little bit about personal growth and It's pretty amazing. And so when did you start your coaching? Because I know you said that your personal development journey kind of started then. And I should remember this from the last interview.
It's totally okay. I don't expect you to remember everything about my life, but you should.
I know. It's the baby brain.
It's the baby brain. All right, I'll give you a pass. 5 years ago this December. Five years ago.
Oh, cool.
So I went to my first coaching convention February 2016.
Okay. Wow. Time flies, huh?
Yeah. It's just opened my eyes, awakened me, and really just helping me be the best version. Who's the best Jesse? Like utilizing all my strengths, channeling them in a positive way, being aware of what my weaknesses are. And at the same time, as a health coach, helping awaken other people to their potential too. That's really what I do, is I just help people see through asking questions, empathetic questions, you know, thought-provoking questions, to make them just sit and ponder and think. And it's a great opportunity when someone talks to me and I just ask questions and they leave feeling like awakened. Like, oh my goodness, this is what I want to change and this is why it's important to me. And hey, Jesse's going to help me do it. It's great. I love what I do.
That's pretty amazing. And it probably actually helps continue to further your personal growth too and keep you on a positive growing track rather than.
Yeah, I'm building my own community of support. I'm building my own tribe through my business. It is a win-win. My clients become friends, become family. And it's incredible. I love what I do. I couldn't imagine doing anything else after doing, you know, over 15 years of being a dental hygienist. You know, I thought that was the pinnacle peak. And I do love dental hygiene. It's awesome. But I'm thankful to not be in a dental office anymore because I got 4 young kids who want their mama.
Yeah.
And so what I do working from home, I feel like that is the future. I really do. I feel like that's like the best case scenario. And everyone's experiencing that right now. Hopefully they are. Or if not, they're probably laid off, which is incredibly hard. Mm-hmm. But I'm blessed to be in a job where nothing changed for me. I already work at home. I used Zoom every single week already. I didn't have to learn it. It's what I did. And so I feel really blessed in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So with your personal growth, as you continue to work on that, have you found out or discovered that you have a certain modality that you like the most? Like, do you like reading?
Podcasts.
Podcasts.
Podcasts are it for me. Because I do so much travel. Well, I usually drive to Washington 6 times a year, but now it's going to go the other way. So much driving. There's so much. You're doing the dishes. You can listen to a podcast. Mm-hmm. Like, taking a walk, listen to a podcast. There's certain people that I really enjoy. Ed Milet is one of them. I think he's great. He's a straight shooter. And there's so many. I can't name them all. There's so many great podcasts out there. And you listen to someone who really speaks to you.
Right.
And awakens you. And they interview people who have been there, who have done that, and how did they do it? And that's actually one thing that I'll leave the listeners with today that I think will be really important. I know we talked about how to interrupt a trigger and take a deep breath, make a different choice to act and not, instead of react. And the other thing is, in my company, I learned something called lead from the future, act in the now. Have either of you heard of Lead from the Future,
no.
Act in the Now?
No.
All right. It's one of our habits of transformational leadership. And what it is, and I did this, it's part of what helped me with my anxiety with this unexpected move with all my children and my stuff, is you close your eyes and you step into the future and you envision what your life is like. So I closed my eyes and I looked at myself in Washington. What kind of house did I have? What were my kids doing? What did we do on the weekends? What were the evenings? I visualized it. And then I asked myself, my future self who's standing there happy, healthy, thriving, I asked, how did you do that? And it's really interesting because you create this tension in your mind of where you want to be versus where you are now, and you will resolve that tension. So future Jesse can turn around and say, hey, you're going to be okay. This is going to happen. You've done hard things before. You're super resilient. Take it one step at a time. Make a list. And like I told myself what I needed to do. And it's a technique that you can do. You close your eyes. And it's brilliant. I love it. I've used it with a lot of clients who, you know, maybe they have lost 10 pounds. They're feeling amazing, but they're having stress about a wedding over the weekend. I say, let's walk through it. Let's be sitting in your room on Sunday night. You finish the wedding. How do you feel about the decisions that you made? So it's a brilliant technique. Lead from the future, act in the now.
That is interesting.
I love that.
Create your own story.
Yeah, because I feel like it's important to stay present. but also thinking about, I mean, goal planning and things like that, it does excite you. You know, it also motivates you to keep going with your goals and to accomplish and be productive at the moment, too.
If you can't see it, how can you reach it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like giving your brain a map. Otherwise, there's anxiety in the unknown, the loss of control. But if you can visualize it and you can see it, you'll know what the steps are to get there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can tell Haley's like, this is interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I need to, it's a technique I haven't used. You know what I mean? And
imagine being walked through that in a group of 5,000 people. I mean, it's powerful. The first time I heard it, I was like, what the what? What are y'all doing? Like, looking around.
So they facilitated something?
What kind of cult am I in?
Right? You're like, what is this personal about?
Yeah. I'm going to look around and take pictures of people. See, I've come a long way. I don't do that anymore.
No, that is, it is really interesting, though, because like you said, it's just kind of taking your mind out of the moment that you're in, too, and creating a bit of a path.
Mm-hmm.
It is funny because I feel like we know most of that, like, obviously, but when you're in the heat of the moment of having that anxiety or having a, you know, whatever it may be, that's a good way to also calm yourself down and kind of talk yourself off the cliff.
Yeah, pull yourself back together. Yeah. That was actually one of my questions earlier, mm-hmm. was how do you get yourself back, you know, or...
Yep, I talked about the Calm app and deep breaths and calling a friend, and also I cuddle with my kids. I think I left that out.
I love
that. That's actually
that.
A big one. I tend to, like, seclude and lick my wounds, but I have found that if I just, like, go out of my room into the living room and just say, hey, can you come cuddle with me? And, you know, get one in each arm. Mm-hmm. It's so healing.
Girl, I love that. Yeah. I actually call them to my room.
Yeah,
right? Cuddle time with mommy before, like, when it's shut down, before they go to bed, it's cuddle time with mommy.
We have scheduled cuddle time also.
Yeah. No, we do too. And kids are actually really observant. I feel like they know.
Oh, yeah.
When you need it. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely. Yes. They'll ask.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Elijah will come in and be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you? And I'm like, well, just come here.
My oldest still does that.
Let's just play here.
You guys, we're raising good kids.
Yeah.
This is good. They're going to put empathy and compassion and positivity into the world, which is what we need.
We need more of that.
Absolutely.
And oh, my gosh.
It starts when they're young. It starts at home.
Yeah. And I feel like my 14-year-old, like, he's almost 15. But, like, you know, people are always, before when he was a kid, like, oh, just wait till he's a teenager. But we nurtured him so much with so much love that I feel like he's still the same, if not better now. You know, he's just a little more empathetic now, responsible, you know, not like your typical teenager. So, I mean, I try not to brag about him, but I'm like, I have a good
on
one.
You got a good one. Well,
yeah.
I got a good one.
Yes.
Absolutely. We all do.
High five.
And it is necessary to nurture that, too. I feel like a lot of times, like you were saying earlier, like with, you know, certain parents, kids get hurt and it's like, oh, suck it up. You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, go ahead and, like, have your moment. Let's make sure you're okay.
It's probably why they ask you if you're doing okay.
Yeah. There's a balance.
Them.
There's a balance to everything.
Absolutely.
And knowing that balance, there's a balance to life. There's a balance to work and life and making sure. And sometimes things get out of balance. I think that this whole pandemic situation is really making everyone aware of how out of balance things were.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
That was the 2020 vision right there. It brought everybody, like, all the crap out, and now everybody's, like, eyes open.
A lot of people are. These are now you get to know what your priorities are.
Mm-hmm.
And if one of your priorities is to get healthy, you know, contact me. Talk with me.
I was going to say.
I'm going to plug my email now.
You're supposed to.
My email's amazing.
Go
and
do
easy.
It.
It's Change with Jess. I dropped the E's off the end because no one can spell my name right.
I did.
Thank you. ChangeWithJess@gmail.com. And email me. I'll write you back. Doesn't matter that I'm moving. You can call me also, 530-355-5929. I am a free health coach. I'll say that again. I am a free certified health coach. So you get to talk to me. We get to work through what it is that you are wanting to accomplish. And then I coach several different programs that are doctor approved and coach it for free. It's awesome.
It's
men and women, right?
Men and women.
No age requirement.
Nope, no age requirement. I do it all.
She takes them all.
I take it all.
I like it. Do you have any upcoming events? I mean, I know you're moving, so that's probably the big event.
That's the big event. No, not to announce. But, you know, you can follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/changewithjessie. That has two S's and two E's there. But yeah. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for coming and joining us and all the chaos of your move, too.
I like this. Squeezing us
in. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, Jessie, squeeze us in.
Right? We need one more visit before you go. But thank you again for sitting down with us, and good luck with everything in the future. And we'll be seeing and hearing from you. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, I hope everyone has a fantastic Tuesday night. Thank you for joining us. We are Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.